NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one station in the world.
I love you, Lord. I care about praising your name. Lord, every day I praise you. Every day your name remains the same. Just like the old lady told me one thing, when you're praising God, when praises go up, blessings come down. Oh, how blessed to know. If I get there, Lord, I know you're going to make it all right for me. Lift it here. I care about praising your name. Every day, your name is the same. Lord, I'm a thinking, if I'm making, if I'm making to you, Lord. I know you're gonna make it all right. You can call me what you please, Lord, and you that I really need. If I get to you, I'm gonna make it.
Friend of mine. We used to walk together. We used to talk together. And most of all, we used to pray together. And we found Jesus together. And one day, leave home. And the sad part about it, children, my friend went astray. And one day he got sick. He had turned his back on God. So I found out that he was in the hospital lying on his bed of affliction. So I went around to the hospital and I walked in the room, and these are the words I said to him. I told him about prayer. Prayer changes minds. Do you believe that, Christians? And I told him, even though he had strayed away, you know you never get too far away from God. You can always talk to him in secret prayer. You know what? He'll welcome you home. And I want to say, right here,
come on home.
Come on home.
Come on home.
I told my friend this.
Come on home.
I told him to come home.
Come on home.
And wait a minute, fellas. It's one more thing. He said, Tommy, he said, I know I haven't been good. So I told him, don't feel that way. I said, all you got to do is have a little faith about the size of a mustard seed, and everything will be all right. And I talked with him a while, and I began to think about how good God is. Was sad. The tears began
hand to lock under his cheek. And I got ready to walk out the hospital. And I stop and I look back, and you know what I told him? I told him, God,
if I have to go by myself, I'll go if I have to go.
If I have to say bye-bye, I see. I am your host, Miss Lady J. I hope you're having a beautiful day.
I rose this morning in my right mind. Brand new mercy came right on time. Claiming right now victory is mine. Hand me a stick so I can draw the line. I can't let it bring me down. I can't let you turn me around. Cause I've got God on my side and I. Well, I've got God on my side and I. Is mine, holding on, cause Jesus is mine, waiting on God to blow my mind, 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 I can't let it bring me down, I can't let you turn me around, cause I've got God on my side and I. Yeah.
are right at the bottom of the hour. As we give God the praise, let's get back with more music.
What a wonderful change has come over me. Certain things
I've been
set free. There's been a revival
Yeah. All right.
You're gonna be above and
If y'all don't mind it here, I'm gonna need a little more time to tell you, to present my evidence for why I believe it will be alright. I need to tell you that I've been through some dark nights, and those dark nights went in the weary days. And truth be told, some of them days I felt like giving up, walking away, throwing in the towel. But then I remember who God is to me. Yeah. He is the source of my strength, and He gives me strength to win this fight. But even when I'm too weak to face the battle, He is a keeper who can make everything alright. Ask me how I know. Ask me how I know. 'Cause He kept Daniel in the lion's den, and He kept Joseph the dreamer in a foreign land. He kept the Hebrew boy safe from the flame. In fact, we ought to pause right here and bless His holy name. Help me say,
Jesus.
He kept David when he was cowering in the cave. And He kept Lazarus when he was rotting in the grave. He kept my daddy when he lost his position. He keeps my children safe and protected, good God Almighty. And He keeps my beautiful, wonderful wife happy and contented. Well, that's how I know that it will be all right.
All right.
If that's how I know that it will be all right.
All right.
You ought to glorify the Lord in His way right now, 'cause it'll be dance. I don't really have a praise dance, but I want to get in your way. I don't want to box you in. I want to let this band play something, man. Let these people dance. We're going to dance it out, man. Just celebrate real quick.
Catch the wave on the inner line.
Come on, everybody. Put your hands together. Lord, I'm standing on the promise of God. Lord, I'm standing, standing on Your word. Sometimes it gets hard, and I have to cry. I know You won't be there. You get a by and
I'm standing on your word. Lord, I'm standing. Shall not be moved. Sometimes clap your hands.
Keep me, Jesus.
Keep me, Jesus.
Hold it down. salvation.
I cried a
half a day
to be my shield,
not
a protector. Help me to do
things
that's right. Let me see the
message
on my hand.
Preserve my soul.
I forever stand. But all along, please hear me. For that reason,
oh Lord,
it should be all
right.
Hear me. Yeah, I'm a preaching the gospel,
oh Lord,
the coming of Christ. Repent salvation,
oh Lord,
and you'll have eternal life.
Oh Lord,
let me tell you what they did. They put John in prison.
Oh Lord,
and while John was all in prison,
oh Lord,
and he began to pray to the Lord that day.
Oh Lord,
Lord Jesus,
oh Lord,
Lord, I know you're weak.
Oh,
hear me, Jesus.
Hear me.
And oh, Lord,
oh, Lord,
please hear me,
hear me.
When I pray.
ever stop and look back over your life and think about how good God has been to you. Think about how far he brought you and how he has kept you while danger was all around you. Have you ever been sick down on your bed and think about how God came in and moved your aches and pains? I'm sure somebody out there can agree with me today when I look to heaven and say, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah. The reason I want to thank you, Jesus, Lord, I know you've been so good.
Lord, I know you've been so good.
Lord, I know you've been good. You watched over me all night long.
All night long.
Lord, I know you've been so good.
You've been so good.
Let's tell him again, boys. Lord, I know you've been so good.
Lord, I know you've been so good.
Lord, I know you've been good. You watched over me. I've been wrong in my life, and sometimes I've even sinned. But Lord, thank you for waking me this morning and letting me kneel down and pray again. I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but you made a deathful way this morning and made it behave. You've been good.
You've been good.
Oh, yes, you have.
You've been good.
Let my eyes come open. Oh, one more but look at you and I.
I am Miss Lady J. For the very best in gospel music, be sure to tune in Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and catch the wave. We are right at the top of the hour.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Now I need everybody, to clap your hands. Sing along with me.
Father, Father, Father.
Let the people say.
made the lame man walk again. You called the dead to rest. And that's why we dance to liberty. Cause you're doing it all again. Yeah, yeah. Cause you're doing it all again. Doing it again. Oh, 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 oh,
To hear from you, call and make your request at 347-215-8049. I hope I am making your day with the gospel music that you are listening to. I am Miss Lady J.
What a friend. I'm talking about Jesus, the one who I can take all my troubles and my sorrows to, the one who loves me and forgives me for all the wrong I do. What a friend. Oh, I'm talking about the one who's always been there and always will be. Now, I'm recommending him. And I know you can say, like I say, what a friend we have in Jesus. All of our sins and grief to bear. A privilege it is to carry everything to the Lord in prayer. Whoa.
in Jesus. All of our sin and grief to bear. What a privilege it is to carry. Not one thing, but everything to the Lord in prayer. Well, listen here. Oh, what peace we often carry. Oh yeah, everything to the Lord in prayer. Oh yeah, everything to the Lord in prayer.
I laid them at the feet of Jesus.
know it was Jesus.
Somebody said, Lazarus, sister got nervous. If you called the Lord, my lover would have been here. Had you came along.
catch the wave on the inner line.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, the Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the wave.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkin of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I tell God thank you for another new day that He has made. I tell God thank you, yes I do, because He is the same God yesterday, today. He's the same God that He will be forevermore. And I tell God thank you. I tell God thank you because He is the God that looked beyond our faults and saw that I had a need. This journey is personal. And He forgave me for my sins. And when we go to Him, when I go to Him, asking Him for forgiveness, And my heart is centered on Him, and I truly want Him, and you truly want Him to forgive. He will forgive, and I tell God, thank you. I thank God for Him being the healer. I thank God for He is the miracle worker. I thank God that He is the deliverer. I thank God for all that He is doing. I tell God thank you for Him being the merciful God. When we were yet sinners, guess what, babies? He loved us. And I tell God thank you. Father God, we thank you for this brand new day that you have made. Father God, I thank you for your Son Jesus and your Holy Ghost power. Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I tell you thank you for being the great I am. I tell you thank you for being Alpha and Omega. Father God, I tell you thank you for being our healer. I tell God thank you for all that you are, God. Thank you for sending your Son Jesus to go on the cross for us. And I tell you thank you, God. Thank you, God, for how you keep a hedge round about us, God. Thank you for covering us with your blood, God. Thank you for being the God that looks beyond our faults and see what we need in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things great and small. Thank you for being the God that provides in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you for encamping your angels round about us, God. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I thank you for calling Satan under subjection to your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I ask that you bless throughout the land, God. I know that you see and I know that you know that God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I ask you to tear it down, God, in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory. Oh, Father God, you said in your word, no weapon formed shall prosper. And I tell you, thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask that you bless your pastors, God, those that are standing on your word, God, those that are living your word, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you bless, God, in the name of Jesus. Anoint them afresh this day, dear God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, touch the whole body of Christ, God. Those that are living your word, God, touch right now, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I tell you, thank you for all things great and small. Father God, I love you. I lift your name on high. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, bless those that don't have a place to stay, God. Oh, Father God, provide in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, those that have been hypocrites, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you draw them unto you, God. Transform their minds, God. Conform their will to you. You don't know about say, God. In the day of I see, I know you see, God. In the name of Jesus, you bind it up, God, that you get all of the glory. Oh, Father God, I bless you and I praise you. I thank you for your mercy, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for holding back the hands of death, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God. Oh, Father God, I glorify your name. I love you, God. I thank you for your son, Jesus, and your Holy Ghost power. For it's in your son, Jesus' name, that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. God, you bind it up right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you get glory. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you. I know you see, God, and I ask you to call it back in, God, in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory. You said no weapon formed shall prosper. Yeah, God. You're true to your word, God. I thank you, God. Ha, yeah, God. Yeah, God. Yeah, God. I bless your name, God. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. I tell God, thank you for another day that he has allowed us to see. He didn't have to do it, but he did, and I tell God, thank you. And when we go before the true and living God with our whole hearts, leaning and depending on him, he will cover us with his blood. And I tell God, thank you for being God. You might think that God don't see, but God sees. I don't know if I say. And I know you see, God, in the name of Jesus. I bless your name, God. God is tired of Satan. And he know that Satan can't do no more than he allow him to do. But the word of God let us know that you got to choose to serve God. You can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. You can't serve God on Sunday and Bible study and special occasion. You got to serve him each and every day. And I tell God, thank you. God is pulling covers. You don't know about sete ye see. And he said, I see and I know. God, I bless your name, God. God, I thank you for all things great and small. I bless the name of God and his son Jesus and the Holy Ghost, because when we call on those names, he moves on our behalf. And I tell God, thank you for just being God. At Christian Life, we have worship service, yes, God, every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. I thank God for the powerful word that came forth on Sunday, because, see, God is the Almighty God, and his word has life. And I tell God, thank you. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study, except for the third Tuesday night. And on the third Tuesday at 12 noon, we have noonday prayer. We ask you to come out and go in prayer with us as we go before our Heavenly Father, and God moves according to his will and his way. And even though we don't have Bible study on third Tuesday night, I encourage you to go into the Word of God. In fact, every day you should go into the Word of God. Because, see, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning. And we have to speak that Word in the Roba Shandere Abase, Ida Roba Sete, in the Neroba Shanda, yea, God. In the name of Jesus, when we speak the Word and we believe the Word, God will move on our behalf. And I tell God, thank you for all things. I bless the name of the Lord. And we still invite you to join us as we come on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10. On first and third Tuesdays, Pastor Micah Austin has come on board to join us. I thank God for the man of God. Join us on the first and third Tuesdays at 9:30. Pastor Austin gives us the Word. He's the pastor of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church. I thank God. And on second and fourth Tuesdays, yours truly, and on Thursdays, I ask that you keep us in prayer. I thank God for the opportunity to come and teach his Word and to do what God say to do. I bless the name of the Lord, for he is God. I tell God, thank you for all things great and small. As we come back on today, we're going to complete talking about what it means to trust in Jesus. And as I already told you, babies, you can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. You can't serve Jesus and say you love him, but you're still serving Satan. We say that we love God, and when we love God, our temples need to be and must be clean, because he let us know in his Word that he don't dwell in an unclean temple. If Satan resides in our temple, God don't reside there. Two can't reside in the same place in the name of Jesus. And we want to justify sin sometime, but the Word of God let us know that righteousness is righteousness and sin is sin. When we trust in God, trust in his son Jesus, we have committed our ways unto him. We are dedicated to him. We serve him with our whole heart. When we trust in Jesus, we lean and depend on him. When we trust in Jesus, we know that we live for him every day. Sin no longer, and I know we are not perfect. I caught that thought. I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Ha, yea, God. When you serve God with your whole heart, with your mind, and with your soul, you are sold out to him, and you trust him. And when you trust him, I want you to know that you believe in him. When you believe in him, you trust him with your whole heart. You have confidence in him. You have faith in him. I tell God, thank you. When you trust Jesus, I tell God, thank you, that you are committed to him, that you will be obedient to him in every area of your life. I tell God, thank you, that when you trust in Jesus, you're willing not only to obey Jesus, but you obey the Father, and you obey the Holy Spirit, because, see, they make one. When you trust Jesus, when you believe in him, you put your life in his hands. You allow him to lead and to guide you. When you trust in Jesus, I tell God, thank you, that even when trials and tests come, you still depend on him. You still allow him to order your steps. When you trust Jesus, God, I tell you thank you, that your faith grows daily, that you trust him, that you lean and depend on him. Your faith is always active. You find that you grow in him. When you trust Jesus, you find that you have an active prayer life. When you trust Jesus, I tell God thank you for his son Jesus, that when we trust him with our whole hearts, you're going to find that you grow in him. You might get weak in the flesh, but spiritually you grow in him. I tell God thank you. When you trust in Jesus with your whole heart, mind, body, and soul, I tell God thank you for his son Jesus, that even though we go through trials and tests, we still stand on the word. And even though we can't see Jesus with our physical eyes, and I say sometimes, God, it would be good if I can look at you. But one thing that I do know, can't see him with my physical eyes, but the Holy Ghost of God enables us to see Jesus with the eyes of our hearts. Yes, he does. And I tell God thank you. I thank God for his Holy Spirit being there, resting and ruling and abiding in us. Because when he abides in our hearts, yes, we can see Jesus. Yes, we can trust him. As we look at Ephesians 1, verses 18 through 20, the word of God say, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. I tell God thank him for his son Jesus, who sits on the right hand of the Father, who intercedes on our behalf. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus. I thank God for the Holy Spirit that enables us to see Jesus with the eyes of our hearts. I tell God thank you because of the power of the Holy Ghost of God. We can feel the Spirit of God when we go before him because of the Holy Ghost of God. He rests, rules, and abides on the inside. I tell God thank you for the strength of the Holy Spirit that works within the true and faithful believer. I tell God thank you that the Holy Spirit is that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. So if he can raise Jesus from the dead, he can rest and abide in us and show us who Jesus is. I tell God thank you for the Holy Ghost. It said, which he walked in Christ when he raised him from the dead. I'm so grateful for Jesus because he sits and he intercedes on our behalf. I tell God thank you. The Holy Ghost know what we need. We might be asking for this or that, but he go to the Father on our behalf because he knows what we need. And I tell God, thank you, because the Holy Ghost power for oh, God, I can trust him. You can trust him because, see, they don't work one, but they are three separate entities, yeah, but they work together as one. And I tell God, thank you for his Holy Spirit resting and ruling. See, you have to invite him in. And one thing that I do know, he don't dwell in an unclean temple. See, I ain't talking about the building. I'm talking about in our hearts. And I tell God, thank you for the Holy Ghost. As I often say, it would be good to touch Jesus with our finger, but we can't do that. The word of God say, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. But when he rests and rules in our hearts know when he is present. Our hearts know when he is working. And I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. The word of God tells us to put not our trust in man. I got it now. That we can only trust him. And I tell God, thank you. When I trust my Heavenly Father and his son, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost, I tell God, thank you, because he won't be deceitful. He won't let us down. I tell God, thank you. When we trust him with our whole hearts and we go in prayer and we fast, we're going to find that we become secure in Jesus and we trust him even the more. When we look at the word of God, John 20 and 29, I tell God, thank you for the word. The word saying, Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. I tell God, thank you, that I haven't laid my physical eyes on him, and neither have you. But I tell God, thank you, that because I know he is the true and living God, and that the word is true, that I believe him, that I trust him. I tell God, thank you, that he is the true and living God. He told Thomas, you believe because you've seen me. But when we trust God with our whole hearts, babies, when we trust Jesus with our whole hearts, knowing that he is the Almighty God, he let us know that we are blessed when we haven't laid eyes on him, but we believe. And I got an understanding now that he is God. The Holy Ghost will allow us to feel the presence of his son, Jesus. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. I believe God's son, Jesus. I trust him. Even when the enemy come at us, we still got to trust. And see, Satan is busy, but when we trust God and his son Jesus with our whole hearts, we don't have to worry about Satan doing nothing that God don't allow him to do. And I tell God, thank you. If we look at Proverbs 3, I tell God, thank you. Verses 5 and 6, the word of God say, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. And all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I tell God, thank you, that when we trust in the Lord with our whole heart, with all of our heart, not just some of it, but with our whole heart, and we lean not unto our own understanding, I tell God, thank you, that our faith becomes unshakable. We stand on the word of God, and nothing can come and make us not trust him. When we trust God, with our whole hearts and lean not until our own understanding. And in all our ways, we acknowledge him. In everything that we do, we seek God's guidance. We ask him, what should I do? When we trust him and we don't do it our way, but we do it the way that God say to do it. I tell God, thank you, we won't err and we won't step into sin when we trust God with our whole hearts. There are men and women that we can have confidence in, but the word of God let us know that we can't trust man. And I tell God, thank you, that I got an understanding now that through the hurts that I've had to come through the hurts that you had to come through, one thing that I do know is that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit will not hurt. They are not deceptive. That's why we got to trust the Lord with our whole heart. We have those we can have confidence in, but I put my trust in God. When you put your trust in God, you won't lean to your own understanding. When you put your trust in God, your faith is unshakable. You won't lean to the right. You won't lean to the left. But you will trust God with your whole heart. And I tell God, thank you. When we trust God with our whole hearts, I bless the name of the Lord. If we look at Isaiah 26 and verse 4, it tells us, trust ye in the Lord forever. For the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. He ain't our strength sometime, but he is our strength all the time. I tell God, thank you, that when I trust in the Lord, I tell God, thank you, that's where I get my strength from. And I bless the name of the Lord when I trust in him forever. Even when we are going through babies, we can rest in Jesus. Yeah, we can. We can lean and depend on him. When we trust in Jesus, I tell God, thank you, that when we accepted Jesus as our salvation, we learn to trust him. We acknowledge that he is the only one that we can depend on, that he is our salvation, that nobody else, no man on earth or woman can be our salvation. I'm just putting it in everyday terms. But Jesus with his sweet self is our salvation. And I tell God, thank you, that when we accepted him as our Savior, he was the one that we can lean and depend on. He is the one that saved us. And I tell God, thank you. Man can't do what Jesus did. Man can't do what Jesus is doing right now. If we look at Acts 4:12, it let us know, neither is there a salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That's why we can only trust Jesus. There's no other name, no other, whereby we can be saved. I thank God for our four families, those that serve God. But when it comes to serving God, the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, we can only do it because of his son Jesus. And he was the one that provided us salvation. And I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. I bless the name of the Lord. There's no other that I can depend on. But Jesus, when I need a healing, I can go to him. When I need it, or if I see a miracle, and I'm asking you to provide it, God, I can go to him, and he will. I trust him. If you trust God with your whole heart, if you trust Jesus and the Holy Ghost, we can't lay eyes on him, the physical eyes. But yeah, we can through the Holy Spirit. And I tell God, thank you. When we trust in Jesus, babies, the word of God let us know that when we trust in him, that we have hope. And we don't need to fear the things that we have to go through, the difficulties. We can trust Jesus to bring us out. When we trust in Jesus, you find that your faith grows. Yes, it does. And that you depend on him with your whole heart. When you trust Jesus, you find that you believe him for everything that you need. When you trust him, you always look to the hills from which cometh your help. All of my help come from Jesus, yeah, God. All of your help come from him. And I tell God, thank you. I can do nothing. You can do nothing without Jesus. Yes, God. And I tell God, thank you. When you trust him with your whole heart, when you trust him, you believe him. If you don't trust him, you don't have a relationship with him. When you trust him, you believe that he rose from the dead. You believe that he went in the grave. Yeah, you do. You believe it, and you stand on his word. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus being the one that went in the grave. And he didn't stay there. He rose on the third day with all power. And if you believe that, the word of God say, then you shall be saved. You can't believe some of it. You got to believe all of it. I trust God. And I want to encourage you to trust God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Don't matter how old you are, but trust him with your whole heart. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior on this day, so that you will have the right to eternal life. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hey, go to that.
And pray, seek my heal our land, heal our land, Lord, heal our land.
Gladys Smith, along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church, located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer for.
Pressures of life seems to weigh you down.
and is working it out for you. The child that's on cocaine, through prayer he can change. That marriage that's on the verge of breaking up, although sometimes you have to walk alone. Is there a word from the Lord, or from the Lord? You need a blessing, and you need it right away. God is concerned, and he's working it out for us.
Whenever you think about the condition of our world, whenever you watch the news, whenever you read the newspaper, there's always bad news. It kind of makes you long for a place that the Bible talks about where the wicked will cease from troubling and the weary will be at rest. I want to put it in song, express the way I feel. I want to go where the thunder don't roar,
where the thunder don't roar,
there where chilly winds don't blow,
chilly winds don't blow.
I want to go above where the rain don't blow,
when I leave this world
to return,
to return.
When I leave this world,
oh yeah,
to return, no more. Let me say that one more time. I wanna go, 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 where the thunder don't roll,
where the thunder don't roll.
Wanna go somewhere where, somewhere where chilly winds don't blow. When I leave, when I leave
this world,
to return,
to return, no more.
Won't have to cry
when
no
I leave
more
this world,
to
return, no more.
Won't have to die no
when
more
I leave this world,
to
return, no more.
Won't be lying on no more, oh yeah, to return. Won't have to deal with heart attacks and strokes and sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, to return. Some glad morning, when this life is over, gonna fly away and be at rest, to return. What a great day it's gonna be, yeah.
To return,
I wanna leave, wanna
leave
this world. I ain't coming back no more. I'm gonna wave goodbye. I'm gonna wave my struggle goodbye. I'm gonna wave hard times goodbye. I'm gonna wave heartaches and heartbreaks goodbye.
Together, let's have some church, y'all. Come on, clap your hands like you go to somebody's church. Come on. The song says, here we go.
There is power. Lord, I wanna be healed. My body's all filled with souls.
And when he has tried me, I shall come forth as pure gold. Have you been tried in the fire? Have you been tried in the fire? Well, tell me, did you come through as pure gold?
Have you been tried in the fire?
Yes.
Have you been tried in the fire?
Yes.
Have you been tried in the fire? Oh, tell me, did you come through? Have you been tried in the fire? Have you been tried in the fire? Have you been tried in the fire? Oh, tell me, did you come through? Claim to know this Christian way, but tell me, how can you know it when you never bow down to pray? Had you been tried in the fire? Only you know that. Have you been tried in the fire? You've really been converted, you don't mind letting the whole world know, but you really don't have to tell it. If you're living, the world will know. If you've been tried in the fire, oh yeah, I wanna know. Have you been tried in the fire? Religion, I belong to the noisy crew. You see, we shout when we get happy. That's the way we Christians do. Oh, have you been tried in the fire? If you've been tried, you sing it. Fire, yeah. Have you been tried in the fire?
Are you living right? Are you giving right? Are you walking right? Hallelujah. Are you talking right? Are you singing right?
Now, if you want, let's start it out for God and turn back into the Word. And all of the things that you were seeking of the world now have failed. And now you've decided come back to Christ, and you're willing to surrender to Him your life, then these are the words you should say. You should go on your knees and tell Him these words.
I am weak, but Thou art strong. My weakness I've done wrong. Since I've turned aside for pleasure, many days have come and gone. Now my soul is in misery. I confess my
now, if you're that sheep that strayed from the fold, and you wandered far from home, and all of the riches, all of the friends that you had once are all gone, I want you to know that you don't have to worry about being alone, not as long as God is on the throne. All you have to say is, Father, I've done wrong. Let me come home. And then tell him these words.
I am weak, but Thou art strong. From my weakness I've done wrong. Since I've turned aside for pleasure, many days have come and gone. Now my soul is in misery. I confess my me back, O Lord.
Becomes amazed when you think about all you've done. Do I have any thankful people in the house? Can you lift your hands? I know you've been here all night, but can you worship Him now? Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for every way you've made. Thank you for every door you've opened. Thank you for every time you healed me. Thank you for every time you delivered. Thank you for every time you restored. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for restoring me. Thank you for providing for me. Thank you for reconciling me with my family. Can I get any honest people that know that God did something you couldn't do for yourself? Let your voice win out.
The People's Station.
Bless you, real, real good. I just want to remind you that you need to sometimes live a sermon so you can really preach the sermon. The Lord lets you experience it before you preach it, and He takes you through. So He can bring you out. You got to go through some. He allows you to go through. And as we said, to have a test. Because if you have not had a test, then you don't have a testimony. And I came to tell you that I could have complained. I could have complained about my sickness. Could have complained, well, just about everything. About my family, about the church, about my finances. But people that complain all the time never get anywhere. I want to tell you what I've done. I've learned to trust in the Lord. He'll see you through. If He takes you through the valley of the shadows of death, He'll bring you out on the other side. And on the other side is a table prepared for you. But you got to go through. If I don't say anything else, God will. He will. He will. He'll see you through. Let me tell you what He done for me. He brought me through.
Yes, He did.
He brought me through.
Uh-huh.
He brought me through. Praise the Lord. He brought me through.
Oh, yeah.
He brought me through.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He'll do it for you. Hallelujah. He'll do it for you.
Oh, yes. Listen, Reverend, I want to help you say it.
He brought me out. He brought me out. He brought me out. Oh, oh. Praise the Lord. He brought me out.
Oh, yes, He did.
He brought me out. Hallelujah.
He'll do it for you. Sometime in the midnight hour, He dried my tears.
Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you.
The Lord dried my tears.
You're speaking the sentiment of so many of us.
He dried my tears.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Praise the Lord.
We've been made. Endure for a night.
He dried my tears.
He wiped away all my tears.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He'll do it. I know He will. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you trust Him, He'll do it for you. Listen, what else did He do for you, Reverend? Tell me.
He gave me joy. He gave me joy.
Yes, He did.
He gave me joy. Praise the Lord.
He'll
do it for you.
and lift your hands all over this place.
Incredible.
Sing it out. Every time I look around, you keep on doing great things for me. Yeah.
You keep giving me the victory.
Hey, the victory. Yeah. Great things. You keep on doing
great.
Incredible, awesome God.
Nothing seems